Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independent in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Christina Liu from The Christina Liu Show.
No, it's just, you know, I'm all over the place. I don't even know what to do with myself.
And we are having such an amazing conversation with Nancy Mesraki in reference to the circle of support. And, I mean, you can tell by listening to Nancy, she is such a believer and such an advocate. And that's the most important. That's another thing in the town of North Hempstead. We've talked about this in all our different shows. The people who take these jobs want them. And this Project Independence and Dozer are just one of the, you know, shining stars in the town of North Hempstead, because everybody who's there wants to be there. So not to steal any more time from Nancy.
Yeah, John, you know, I just wanted to mention that we, Project Independence, Department of Services for the Aging Project Independence, could not do what we're doing without the support of Supervisor Judy Bosworth, the town council, and all the seniors that participate in making Project Independence what it is. So I really want to give a shout out to the town, and want to give a shout out to all the seniors who sit on the advisory committees that participate in all the Project Independence programs and who volunteer for us.
Great.
All right, getting back to the circle of support, let's do a little visualization.
That's absolutely.
So as we're sitting here, I'd like you to think of a large circle. And you're in the middle of it, all right? So you're in the middle. You are the most important thing in this whole tool. And then what we've done is we've made four parts of the pie. And I just want to explain a little bit about that so that you can begin to think about how you would want to create your circle of support. The first is family and friends. Who's that? You're talking about children, immediate family. It could be extended family, your friends, your neighbors, and yes, even your coworkers. So many seniors have part-time jobs, so they're volunteering. And when you think about these people in your life, I think the most important question that you have to ask is, who's in my life? In a crisis, who would I call? And who do I think would come? Now, again, that may not be your child. It is what it is. If your child is in Florida, they may not be able to get to you for hours. Or if you have somebody 2 hours away, that may not be enough time. So think about the person who's close in your life that you're intimate with, that you know would come in the event of an emergency.
Okay, important. Absolutely.
Yeah,
something,
you know,
at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I think a lot of people, you know, it'd be wonderful if everyone had, you know, magical children that had no other responsibilities
right.
in life.
That's right.
You know, it's hard. I mean, you got to think about your children. Yes. You know, have their own lives, their own children mm-hmm. have. You know, and it's really hard to balance that, and to put all that pressure on them. You know, is
That's
a lot
right.
too. So I think it relieves stress for everyone. Gets on, you know, on board.
And you know, it's very interesting. You know, I always say you have to know who your customers are. I remember when I was in a car accident, the first person I called was my coworker Paula, who came to the accident scene. So you really have to know who you can
Paula
really.
Came to mine too.
Yes.
Maybe we should pull Paula down.
I think we definitely should. But again, sometimes you have to think.
Maybe put
out of
Paula
the box.
In transportation versus PI.
Isn't that something? Well, I'm glad that Paula was there for you as
I
well
like,
as
come
me.
To think of it.
So again, you really want to think about this. In detail. And not only that, it's besides you thinking about it, now you're going to pick up the phone and you're going to contact that person and say, you know what, if something should happen to me and I have to go to the hospital, would you be willing to go with me? Or would you be willing to meet me at the hospital? Or would you be willing to be my second right. my second pair of ears? Mm-hmm. So not only do you have to think about it, but you have to be proactive and have the courage to ask the people in your life whether they'd be willing to be that designated person.
And that's important, because somebody you think would be the number one choice
right.
may not be, because maybe
right.
I'm uncomfortable. I
right.
really don't think I could make that decision for
yes.
you. Doesn't mean I don't love you. Doesn't mean I don't care about you. I just know my shortcomings. So
exactly.
therefore, go to your second choice.
And, you know, I think, you know, John, that's very important what you said. And it's also okay to say to somebody, you know, I'm not making any judgment calls here. If you can't do it, please just tell me that you can't so that I can go on to the next person. So my circle, my support system will work.
But so, make it nicer. Don't say, I can skip you, go to number two.
I'm going to.
Tell me quick, otherwise you're out.
You're out of the picture. No, but that person may fill another function
in your
support system. So don't write everybody.
No, you know what it is? I tell this in different seminars I do. I have three daughters, and they're all equal in my eye, except when it comes to things that I would need. They're three totally different personalities. Mm-hmm. And you have to be honest. Mm-hmm. One would do one while much better than the other. Doesn't mean the other one's bad. Everybody has their strengths. And right. You, filling out the circle of support, have to pick the people whose strengths you think will best suit yours, your needs.
Right.
Okay.
You're absolutely right. So again, that takes a lot of thought and truth. You have to be truthful with yourself, and you have to be truthful in terms of what you can expect from other people.
Right,
so
absolutely.
That's really important. All right, let's go to the next piece of the pie. And the next piece of the pie would be health and wellness. So who would you put under that category? It would be your healthcare providers. It would be the town of North Hempstead Project Independence. If you have a wonderful relationship with the nurse, they would be part of your support system. Your doctor, your therapist, the urgent care center that you go to when your doctor's office is closed, your exercise classes, for those of you who have a personal emergency response system. And I want to include under health and wellness, hopefully all of you have your healthcare proxy and you're living well. And yes, folks, we do have to talk about funeral plans and cemetery plans. All this would fall under your health and wellness.
Absolutely. And it's, again, go back with different personal examples with clients and stuff. I was involved in a death of a person once, this couple of years ago, when the wife went to look up the cemetery plot, there was two. Uh-huh. One with one family member from the past and one with another family member. She had no idea. And on top of the grief of losing her husband,
oh my goodness,
she had no idea what plot to use. Uh-huh. How do you make that decision for a person? You just kind of say, listen, go with your heart. Go pick the one. And I don't remember which one was picked, but it would have been a simple thing if people looked through them and said, well, I have two plots. You could have sold one possibly, or say, honey, when the time comes, we're going here.
Say a very poignant example. And if you're sitting down and you're planning everything, and if you're willing to look at everything, this could have been prevented.
Exactly.
And we're back to the word planning and prevention. Okay, that was a really good example. That's under health and wellness. And now I'd like to go a little bit to your service providers. Your community businesses are very important in your planning in life. It's not just your financial planner or possibly your lawyer that has helped you, with your planning. But it could also be the company that you go to for housekeeping services. It could be the company or the gardener that shovels your snow. It could be your caseworker. It could be the restaurant on the corner where you get your hot meals when you're not feeling well or you just don't feel like cooking. It could be your plumber. So keep in mind how important these local businesses, community businesses, and service providers are in helping you to achieve your goals.
Wow, I wouldn't even have thought of that.
Yeah, and that's why I'm specifying to give everybody an idea of what they have to look for. So, for example, let's say you're the type that you never make reservations, you never bring in cooked food, but still know that if you needed to do that, what supermarket will deliver for you? What pharmacy in your neighborhood will deliver your prescriptions?
Right.
So you may never have utilized these services before, but what if you do? So these are the kind of resources and information that you will want. And again, if you need help with this, you're going to call 311 and a Project Independent staffer will help you fill in these gaps.
You know, I think a lot of people probably don't even realize how much of this they do have in their head. You know, they might admit panic, oh my God, I don't have, you know, this category only has one or two. But, you know, I think, you know, all your examples shows that it's so large a circle of support. Like things you were saying, John, you wouldn't even think of is a part of this, you know. So you probably have more than you think, you know, right. in reality. Right. So it's...
Listen, my next door neighbor knocked on my door yesterday. He's 16 years old, and he asked, "Well, you know, would you like me to shovel your snow?" And I, wow, isn't that fantastic? Yeah. My circle of support, I have a new addition.
Right, yes,
I am going to pay him because I don't want to take anything for free. But again, he's going to be part of my circle of support because obviously I don't want to shovel snow. All right. So
just to go with the show snuffling. Anyway, if something happened to you and somebody, a family member comes from a different state, that's the importance of having that name.
Yes.
Because, you know, like you don't, it's amazing now. As you're talking to me, the stuff that's coming to my head, it's like, I'd be stuck in the house with you, 2 foot of snow. What do I do? Right. I'm new in this neighborhood. Yeah. You have a guy next door, or you know where the food's coming from. It's.
How many children, all right? Your children are 2 hours away. They're out of state. How many children know about your local supports? Probably not. I mean, I'm thinking about my daughter. I haven't even shared with her what some of my supports are in the neighborhood. But again, having this discussion, you'll open up that dialogue so that, again, if you're my daughter, if you're my best friend, it will make things easier for you to help me. And that's really what it's all about.
That's so important. I agree with you. It's amazing the more you talk.
Yeah. All right. That's moving right along. Let's talk about our community. And under community, we may be talking about your religious, not just the institutions, but the people within your religious institution, the spiritual support, your rabbi, your priest, some of the organizations within your churches and synagogues and mosques.
Right.
There may be a senior group. I know that in my synagogue, they even have something for people who are not feeling well. They'll prepare meals, or they'll prepare meals for women who are just about to give birth. There are so many resources available through your religious institutions that you may not know of. So please ask, or that you just don't take advantage of. But it's good to know and put it on your circle of support.
Actually, I'm a member at the Unitarian Church on Shelter Rock. We have a freezer that we constantly keep adding to.
Wow.
So that if something happened to you,
you call up
and it's there's soup or something going out to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's fantastic.
It's important.
Also,
we're going to hold that thought.
Okay.
And we're going to come back. We're going to take a break. And you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.